Drive in. Arriving in the here and the now. Arriving. Bringing mindfulness front and center. You are directing attention. Mindfulness front and center. Mindfulness all around. Arriving into this moment. This moment externally, the temperature in the room, the feel of your clothes, any sounds, just what is the external experience, not interested in it, but registering that there is an external that you can feel. You have a felt sense. You're attuning your felt sense. You're returning to your felt sense. And likewise, the internal, your internal subjective experience. The mind's heart. Again, you're attuning to the felt sense without having to go through a lot of ideas or concepts about it. You are here and now. In the immediacy of your own experience. You can feel the immediacy of the moment. This is a metric to know that you have arrived. As you start to feel present for this moment, you know that you're aware. You're here to register something. Your mind's not off somewhere else. It's not trying to grab anything. It's in a receptive state. It's receptive. In the receptive state, we can respond rather than react. The very beginning, we are directionally aligned. Arriving. We are able to recognize that we are being present at this moment, and this moment, and this moment. We just know, and we start to realize there is a sense of presence, that this knowing presence is being accessed. We are in the here and the now. Very satisfying. Just a little of it is very satisfying. And we feel ourselves available to the moment through this mindfulness and this intention. Surrendering to the present. And this being available is a felt sense. Find that felt sense in you. You are just here. A difficult thought may arise, or a very exciting thought may arise, an emotion that of one kind or another that small or large may arise. You may have all sorts of body sensations arise, and you're just here for it. You are available to know the moment as the moment is unfolding. You're not trying to choose what will bring, will be brought into the moment, but rather to be here in a non-reactive, responsive way to the moment. You're willing to stand under whatever the moment brings, like standing under a waterfall. Sometimes it's refreshing, sometimes it's difficult, sometimes it's sukha, sometimes dukkha. The pleasant and the unpleasant, the opposites of this realm flow through every moment. There is no avoiding that. The moment unfolds on its own in space-time. And so we are available, and we know we're available. And there's a degree of courage that we choose to stay in this, that we don't stay, hover away from the moment, you know, just wait and see how it is, and then we show up more for it or not. No, we're all in. Courage, kuer, heart. Mind, heart, together. And because we are in the moment, we are available for the moment, no matter what the moment is. That's really, really present in this immediate way. The moment is available to us. And this is a startling discovery at times. Right now, the moment's available to you. Whatever thought, whatever emotion, whatever physical sensation, how you relate to what is arising in this moment, you have choice. Thus, being available is an empowerment. It's an empowerment. And it doesn't matter what moment, where, whether you're sitting here now, or you're with your loved ones, or you're in a difficult situation at work. When you are available and you have practice and intention, you have choice of relatedness, how to relate. Let that sink in, please. Just feel it. Feel you're available. How we relate is either reactive or it's responsive. In a responsive, if it's something that's difficult, it may be better to stop having that thought and we move away, or to not say what you're getting ready to say, or whatever it may be. You're responding, being responsive in relation to the Eightfold Path of what's wise energy, where you are moving away from that which is unwholesome and moving towards that which is wholesome, that whole part of the Eightfold Path. Other times you can't move away, you're kind of stuck. You know, if someone's really upset you. And then how do you relate to your own upsetness? That's the second kind of being responsive rather than reactive. You could have been very reactive. How do you respond to being reactive? In our modern life, this second kind of responsiveness, where we are caught, and then we need a wise response, we need a compassionate response. So much of our Dharma practice is learning how to be with in that way. And it all starts with being available. Feel your own availableness now. It's very palpable, a real felt sense. Everything that we will do in the next 15 minutes is enhancing that availability. And it continues on throughout. We're always refining, empowering, strengthening, broadening, deepening this availability. Felt sense of it. Hello, life. I'm available to life. Hello, Dhamma. I'm available to the Dhamma. Hello, my particular life stream. I'm available to relating to it with wisdom and compassion. The mind starts to be very collected and unified when we are arriving and when we become available. We are inward staying. Inward staying. Mind and heart are both subject and object. Inward staying, not outward going. Unentangled because we're inward staying. And we realize that this is a very refined mind state, and see that how the mind could be so easily seduced by all the different things that can arise in the way of fantasy, planning, remembering. You can even fall back into judging, comparing, and fixing. And so we, through wisdom, realize the need to align in a way that will be more inspired. And so we align. We bring our attention to aligning with something that does inspire us, that keeps us on track, that protects us from this mind that gets bored, that wants to create its own soap opera. This selfing is such a soap opera, and it gets the ego's attention. And so we align with the Buddha or the Dhamma. Or the Sangha. Or the Eightfold Path. Or just the wisdom part of the Eightfold Path. The wise view and wise intention. Or all the Brahma Viharas. Or just metta. Or just compassion. Karuna. Just this calm of equanimity. Pekka. The Sangha being part of something larger, that we're part of a chain that has kept this teaching alive for so long. Or the kindness, or that you feel safe here in the immediate Sangha, or your home Sangha, or your study group, or Kalyanamitta group. And the Buddha, such clarity, a human being having such clarity that naturally arose in him as he learned to be present in this manner. It naturally arose. and the Dhamma. So inspiring, the Dhamma. Non-judging in its nature. Non-self-creating. Liberating insight for here and now. Not a belief system, but a way to meet the moment, to interact, to relate to the world we find ourselves born into. So inspiring. And you find yourself available and aligned. Available and aligned. This aligned has a felt sense, just like the available. You can feel it. And then the two together have yet another felt sense. So powerful, this available and aligned. There's stillness in the mind, steadiness in the mind, non-demanding in the mind. Just here, just now. Non-reactive in the mind. Mind becomes collected and unified at another level. Peaceful, peaceful. Inward staying is like this. Inward staying is like this. Inward staying is like this. This inward staying in the natural arising practice method is called the first ground. The ground in which we are standing to meet the moment. Before we ever turn outward, we have a ground. We have a ground. We've arrived into availability and we have aligned with the Dhamma. That's our first ground. Even a hint is satisfying. We get a whiff of it, this sweet smell of being at one with ourselves. A taste of it. Maybe right there on the tip of the tongue. We don't possess this first ground. It's always there, and in this moment we're with it. For the rest of this sit, you can continue right here with your experience, if you choose. For those who wish, we can gently, gently, gently turn our attention to the Satipatthanas, starting with the knowing of the body, in the body. So gently, gently, this inward staying remains as our base as we turn. The Buddha turned like an elephant turns, the whole body turning towards, this whole body of attention turning towards the experience and recognizing through the felt sense the experience of the physical body, utilizing physical body consciousness. You can feel your posture and know this is a form that this body is in, that physical body consciousness can feel the form. So it's not just that you're in the form of sitting up or lying down or standing, whatever form you're practicing in. You can feel it. And know you're feeling it. Thus, we can have conscious relationship with our physical experiences. We can recognize if we need to sit straighter or need to stand up for a moment, or that we're clenching something, and we can let it go. It's not all unconscious with us in this species called humans. Awareness of the body in the body, a compassionate attitude towards this body. Thank you, body, for all you do, all you endure. And we can be aware of the body as sensations. That's how we know we have a body, as sensations, a felt sense of the sensations. Knowing the body in the body. Not judging the body, not comparing the body, not fixing the body. But having attention established in the body. With wisdom and compassion. Those different sensations are met this way. The fact that the body is made up of parts, feet, legs, hips. That it started as a single cell. These parts coming from a single and going into multiple. Splitting apart and then becoming different parts of the body. Amazing. So we sit in this parts of the body and seeing its contingent nature. We embrace it without reifying it. We embrace its strengths and its weakness. Being with the body as a composite, as an aggregate. In this world of opposites, we are born, and therefore we will die. These are the opposites. There will be pleasant and there will be unpleasant body sensations. This is the opposites. We let loose here of demanding that the body always offers pleasant. We're more interested in the felt sense of whatever is being offered as life unfolds. And we can feel the body in its elementary nature, the fire element, the water element, and pausing to know specifically the earth element in the body, that which is hard, firm, heavy, that which is earth-like. Feeling the weight underside in our arms, in our back if we're lying down, or if we're sitting in a chair through the pelvic area. Weight underside, the legs even, whatever form they're in, weight underside. The pelvis through flesh, having gone through skin to flesh, to bone, our attention can be far more sensitive than just this. We feel the bone, the nature of bone, hard, firm, heavy. And we recognize earth element, earth element, earth element. And through the thighs, the skin, the three layers of skin, all the flesh and all the parts that are embedded in flesh, to the femur bone itself in the upper leg. Earth element, hard, firm, heavy. Through knee and through lower leg, through ankles and feet and toes. Earth element being known. Earth element feels like this, hard, firm, heavy. Earth element, recognition that soothes the mind, that brings us into the moment. And now, if you will, invite the earth element, however you've experienced it, to just rest on earth. There's a kind of release. You're not pushing down, you're just not hovering. You're not up in the head being light, but in your full body with its hard, firm, heavy. And you discover that you already have this very refined relationship with the earth element in earth. It's called gravity. And often in our doing, our leaning into, we actually lose that ground. And it is the second ground. This earth element resting on earth. There's a relative stillness. A steadiness. Earth element itself is quiet. Physical consciousness is having a felt experience. It's not just a mental recognition. There is mental recognition, but it's known as a felt sense. Likewise, in the stillness of the earth element, we can feel the movement of the wind element in this very body. We call it breath. All of this movement in the yoga map of things, there's 10 different movements of breath. This breath is aliveness. These winds are aliveness. Sitting in our own aliveness. How do we feel this? We feel it because we have a dimension of consciousness that's very fine and is attuned just to this, feeling our vitality, our aliveness. It's very sensitive to energy. It's what allows us to go to subtle energy. So finely attuned our own vitality, consciousness. You can know right this moment how you feel in terms of vitalness. Like, do you have a lot of vitality right now? You can distinguish between being rested and your underlying vitality. You can recognize that you're sick in some way, but have a lot of vitality. Or you're sick and it is really draining vitality. Or your vitality is re-energizing. You can actually be in a direct knowing of your own aliveness. Call it prana, call it chi. This movement. The stillness is there. The stillness can know this subtlety of the vital body because it's not involved. It's steady, still. Grounding, grounding. We're with the breath. It's through the breath we're feeling the life force. But we're noticing the life force aspect that breath represents. Vital body consciousness. And we can note, sitting here now, in the here and the now, available and aligned, that there is a dimension of our consciousness that allows us to both have emotions, to have thoughts, but more amazingly, to recognize those thoughts and emotions, and even to know that we know them. There's a whole capacity of consciousness, this emotional thought dimension of consciousness. It's like a big ocean of possibility. So many different waves of emotion can occur. They tend to be waves of emotions and thoughts together, each generating the other. This wave, that wave. But this capacity itself is not dependent on the waves. It's just a vast, still ocean of possibility. It's a dimension of consciousness. It has of its nature the sensitivity to mind and heart and its relatedness to everything else that's happening. You can be conscious of this relatedness and its reactive and responsive nature. It's just the opposites. Just the opposites. It's the nature of the realm. Nobody's doing anything wrong or right. It's the way it is, as a felt sense. So we can have a difficult emotion come, a lot of thoughts, difficult thoughts accompanying it, and we can receive it. Receive it with what? Wisdom and compassion, when we've abandoned judging, comparing, and fixing. Less calm. Less kindness. Can we always do this? No, not yet. Can we sometimes do it? Yes, perfectly. Possibly every once in a blue moon. But we are not measuring that way. We are doing as best we're able. We're practicing practice. So we're being mindful of the stream of emotions and thoughts and the waves that stream creates in a receptive, receiving way. And our relationship is one of wisdom and compassion. Makes sense, doesn't it? And we're inward staying, even turned outward. We're available and aligned for this wisdom and compassion to be what characterizes what this situation. So we can be tender, soft with the difficult. We can be steadying and restraining with over-enthusiasm. We have a availability. We're available to our emotions and our thoughts. And therefore our emotions and thoughts are available to us so that our wisdom and compassion can help define how we're relating. This is true for you here and now. This is not some theory, some distant goal. However modestly, it's true for you right now. Because you're aligned and available. because you've not abandoned that inward staying, which can encounter the entanglements. We are such entangled mind states so often, but this inward staying can meet this and not get entangled. Thus, we can have a wise relationship with whatever's catching us. Thus, we can be compassionate with ourselves or another, or ourselves and another. This physical body consciousness, this vital body consciousness, this emotional thought body consciousness, these are bodies of experience that we have in the manifest realm. The Buddha points them out in the physical form, the Vedana, the pleasant, unpleasant nature, and all the mind states and thoughts. Here they are in the emotion, in the physical manifest realm. These three different consciousness capacities are part of one consciousness that form how we're directly relating to our experience. Feeling its impersonal nature through this consciousnesses, aspects of consciousnesses. We have choice. Because we're available and aligned, we have choice. Here and now choice. To move from reactive to responsive, from contracting to opening, to the flow. In your meditations, you've had many moments when your mind was this calm and established, or even more so. You were balanced in relation to all that is manifest in the body and in our vitalness and in our emotions and thoughts. You were balanced. You were in this groundedness of the first and second grounds. Now you have a way to cultivate, to recognize, to work with to choose non-suffering over suffering in relation to the physical body, in relation to our own life force, our own health, and our emotion, having a healthy thought and emotional pattern. We get to consciously participate. And these three can be known separately and as one. There's one consciousness with these three dimensions in the manifest. This inward staying being maintained allows Dharma eyes, Dharma ears. Allows us to, in our very, very, very modest way, being Buddha nature, knowing the Dhamma, the truth of things. It's directionally aligned. You are directionally aligned as a mind state. And you feel this, the felt sense. There's a natural arising clarity. It's calm. It's able to receive experience without judging and comparing and fixing. Because it's the way it is. It's like this. This calm, this receiving capacity, because it's from an established discerning mind, receives rather than reacts, responds rather than reacts. You can feel that quality right now. It's very palpable. It's available and aligned. Very palpable. You can recognize it in the mind. You can feel its heart quality. It's like a flow of responsive knowing. just before the bell rings, utilize your physical consciousness to feel how you have an acceptance of being with body experience, that there is this available, calm available, receiving available of body experience, whatever degree that's true for you, so that you know what it is, so that you can recognize it for the future. And the same with your utilizing your vital body consciousness to feel your own aliveness. That there is aliveness. It's a felt sense. It's a kind of a coarse energy coursing through all this form. And we can know it with calm, appreciation of it, without having to go into thoughts about it, or trying to make it better or to keep it. We can just know this is aliveness. We are awake to our own life in this moment as life. Not as a storyline, not a storyline. Your own heart's aliveness. This capacity of knowing. It genuinely is available, isn't it? And watch how you want to have thoughts about it or try to figure it out or could it mean more of this? Can you leave all that alone and just know what you're feeling, the felt sense? Not feeling emotionally, but feeling the felt sense. And the same with these thoughts and emotions, emotions and thoughts. This ocean of capacity to feel such a wide range of things, to have such contradictory feelings at once, to have thoughts, views, and opinions that they're just coming from everywhere, anywhere, and contradictory. Just everything's rushing in this stream of emotion and thought. And the knowing capacity, this consciousness that can know this, does not get caught up in it. Sometimes it gets swept away. But here in this moment, you can know this capacity of your heart, of your mind, to recognize and respond. Again, this deeper union with our experience through wisdom and compassion, this knowing capacity. Inward staying, getting a hint. Do you feel a little hint of this? Of the possibility of being more and more the knowing capacity rather than the reactive emotion? More and more your Buddha nature knowing the Dhamma of an emotion and thought, receiving it. Having the life force be enhanced, the physical body more alive. The stream of thoughts and emotions, the pulsation, vibration of a vitality, the elementary nature of the wind and ground and fire and water and all being known, all being received. This wise relationship with these three and how they merge together, a wise relationship, not condemning when we get clinging, get angry, get caught in wanting, but this more broader, deeper perspective of wisdom. So we can have a wise relationship, reducing suffering for others and ourselves, all naturally arising wisdom, naturally arising, natural clarity here and now. Calm abiding is like this. In the suttas, people would compliment the Buddha on how serene his monastics were, sitting in these various parks and groves. Calm abiding.